Charlene M. Jameson, and I am inviting you to be a part of my Empowerment Podcast each Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, this is where we learn to live in victory every day. And at such a time as this, we all need to know how to live in victory. Join me on all forms of social media and at hogckd.org. Now let us learn how together. It's great to be alive, and I am ready to share with you another impactful moment of empowerment. The topic for this week affects most people around the globe. The point of conversation is, I need to lose some weight. Yes, the topic for today is, I need to lose some weight. At some point in life, many people realize the need for a change, whether it's because they want to feel healthier, stronger, or more energized, they decide to go on a diet. A diet is not just about cutting calories. It's about intentional transformation, discipline, and making choices that lead to growth. Physically, dieting involves changes in eating habits. We begin to choose foods that nourish rather than harm, foods that sustain rather than weaken. Instead of processed, unhealthy meals, we turn to fresh, whole, and life-giving options. Exercise becomes an essential part of the process, strengthening our bodies, increasing endurance, and creating a newfound energy that keeps us moving forward. But just as we cleanse and refine our bodies, there is another essential type of diet, a spiritual diet. Sometimes it's not just excess weight in the form of pounds holding us back, but excess weight in the form of stress, negativity, sinful habits, and distractions. The Bible tells us, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Hebrews 12:1. Spiritually, we must remove what slows us down. Just as unhealthy food can damage the body, toxic influences can damage the soul. We find ourselves carrying burdens that were never meant to be ours. Guilt, anxiety, fear, resentment, and these things prevent us from walking fully in our divine purpose. That's where fasting and prayer come in. Fasting is not just about abstaining from food. It is about clearing space for God, removing distractions, and realigning our hearts to His presence. It is a moment of resetting the spirit where we let go of what weighs us down and allow God to restore, renew, and refuel us. Prayer strengthens this process, providing peace, clarity, and divine guidance in moments of uncertainty. When we fast and pray, we make room for the Holy Spirit to work within us. We cleanse ourselves from worldly distractions and refocus on what truly matters, our relationship with God, our faith, and His plan for our lives. Just like a physical diet requires commitment, sacrifice, and endurance, so does our spiritual transformation. If we want to be stronger, healthier, and victorious in our faith journey, we must be intentional about what we consume, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Laying aside the weights doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean that freedom is within reach. Whether it's letting go of unhealthy habits, cutting off toxic influences, or surrendering burdens at the feet of Jesus, the process leads to renewal and breakthrough. So today, consider this. What weights are holding you back? Are you carrying things that no longer serve your purpose? Is your spirit feeling heavy from distractions and worries? It's time for a change. Just as a physical diet reshapes the body, a spiritual diet transforms the soul. Lay aside every weight, fast, pray, and refocus your heart on God. He is ready to refresh, restore, and make you whole.
This is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and you are listening to another Impactful Moment with Empowerment Today podcast. Join me every Monday at 12 noon where you get your podcast. Until the next time we connect, look up and live in victory every day.